welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today, I have three outstanding guests, and because of their extended activities, I will abbreviate their introductions. More information about each one is available on my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, and on their individual websites. My first guest, Dr. Mark Davis, received a Doctorate of Medicine degree from the State University of New York in Syracuse in 1978, and hundreds of postgraduate credits in medicine, nutrition, and other sciences, and has 33 years in medical practice. He has written hundreds of articles on healthcare, nutrition, weight control, politics, government intervention in healthcare, and writes for the Baltimore Examiner and other media outlets. His book, The Millennium Diet, The Practical Guide to Rapid Weight Loss, evolved with the help of thousands of patients' input and is a protein-based diet. His second book, Demons of Democracy, describes how lawyers are undermining every tradition and institution in America. Dr. Davis is the president of a research firm called HealthNet Review Services, which provides consulting services to the media, government, industry, the legal professions, and private individuals. More information is available at www.markdavismd.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Mark, and I look forward to hearing about weight loss and the Millennium Diet. Now, first, Mark, which diet regime is the most nutritionally sound program and causes the maximum weight loss?
The best diet that we've seen now for 2012 is a diet that's high in protein, restricted in carbs, and restricted in calories. High protein diets are metabolized by the body more efficiently, so the cells work more functionally, and therefore we lose weight a lot faster on a higher protein diet. Not a super high protein diet, because many people cannot metabolize it, but a higher protein diet that leans towards chicken, turkey, lean ham, lean roast beef, lean meats in general, vegetable protein, and restricted calories. This type of diet, the higher protein restricted calorie model, used on lab animals, extends their lifespan significantly. We see animals from within the same litter living 50 to 100% longer than their litter mates with activity, with high levels of activity, and many could still procreate at the same time. So we know a higher protein diet is the way to go. For our purposes, we use it here in the office, and people lose a lot of weight. We see and many patients with a body mass index over 30, 4 to 8 pounds a week for the first 4 to 5 weeks, then about 2 to 4 pounds a week thereafter, after the five-week period. Mm-hmm. And it seems that the body is burning calories or moving calories out a lot quicker on the protein model than on a partially protein or a higher carb. Let's say for the Dukan diet as an example, which I could not find any regimented studies about this program. It has four phases for that program, but that in phase four they allow you to eat anything you want, and they claim you still lose weight, which cannot be physically or biochemically. That can't be. If you can eat anything you want, then you're not on a diet.
Right.
So it's not what it's a contradiction in terms. But for the Millennium Diet, you go through from end to end, and then when you're finishing losing to the weight that you want to lose, you could back off a little bit, eat some of the things that you do like to eat, but very moderation. Otherwise, if you go back to your old way of eating, you will gain your weight back for sure. Exercise is very, very important, but the diet's about 80 to 90% of the weight loss for sure. So people that walk stairs should continue to walk stairs if they can, and people like to walk. We recommend for our purposes here walking in conjunction with this higher protein, moderate carb, a lower calorie type of program. But the Millennium Diet specifically evolved out of studies of medical charts and patient input from thousands of patients over 10 years, and the patients had tried different model diets, celebrity diets, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, these kind of things, these formatted programs, and they never seemed to do well for very long. So they needed something, an instrument to work with, and then we evolved this particular program, which we put into the book called The Millennium Diet, The Practical Guide to Rapid Weight Loss. And we've had a very, very good success. Does everybody lose weight on it? No, because everybody doesn't follow the diet. Mm-hmm. People, unfortunately, get diet fatigue very quickly. They do it 2 or 3 weeks, and they drop it. They see some weight loss, but they haven't fully implemented the program in itself. So to answer the question, what is the best regimen right now, a high-protein, lower-carb, restricted-calorie diet. If you're using too many carbs, the cells do not function as well, and they spend most of the time burning calories instead of making immunoglobulins and other things that they're supposed to do to keep the body healthy.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you recommend organic, or doesn't it make a difference?
For this particular diet, it won't. That's a personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to use organic, fine, and it won't change the diet at all. But it's more expensive, and there's questions about organic product as well that we see. We've had people that have organic products. We have some research on that make sure that they may not be as fully organic as people think they are.
Right.
Of course, the animals are still eating from the ground, and they're still getting trace elements, nutrients, and toxins into their systems on an organic type of motive. But so organic can be used with the diet, and it won't change the diet mm-hmm. at all.
Do you allow protein powder?
No. We use fully integrated foods that are grown or that. No, we don't do any powders, nothing like that. It doesn't seem to work well with the program. When people tend to use powders and things, they have to fluidize it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And the fluids tend to leave the system very quickly, and they end up being hungry more and more. So we stay away from that. We don't use any liquid protein supplements as well on the same subject, because the stomach will empty out in about 90 minutes, and you're hungry again. So you have to have something solidified in your stomach to make you satiated,
which
is the point of the Millennium Diet particularly. And it's very intricate when you go through the program in the book. It's a very small book. It's only 124 pages. It's packed full of information on dieting.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular area is covered very well.
You said low carb. Does that mean no sugar?
Well, no. You can't use any cane sugar, beet sugar, anything like that. You can use sweetened low, Equal Splenda, Nutri-C, Tagalose, aspartame, if you can tolerate them. Some people can't because they get headaches from this stuff, so, especially aspartame. If you remember the soda Tab, lots of people used to get headaches from that particular soda.
Right.
So we know, and saccharin is off the market, I hope. It was causing cancer.
It
was causing urinary cancer. They may have brought it back in some areas. I don't know for sure, but there were studies out of Canada, and they did very good studies in showing saccharin causing bladder cancer. So I wouldn't recommend it, and I would tell people to stay away from it. So sweet oil equals Splenda, Nutri-Seed, or some natural sugar would be fine. It's all in low calories.
I use the stevia.
And you find that works for you well?
Well, it works well, and also it's not a chemical. In fact, sometimes I'll pick up the stevia plant.
Yeah.
And the leaves are so sweet in
there. Yeah, very much so. I've heard that.
So I like the stevia. And I don't eat sugar at all.
Yeah. Sugar is, especially as you move on in ages, we can't burn calories as well. The basal metabolic rate, the rate which we burn calories, slows down per decade. And when you're eating more carbs, obviously it has to go somewhere.
Right.
So it's retained as fat. So you're displacing muscle with fatty tissue, which is what you don't want as you get older, obviously.
Right.
And so especially, we've seen that in all age groups starting around 40, 45. So be very careful with your sugars. Enjoy it every so often, but I won't make it a habit.
Well, see, I don't eat the sugar also because cancer thrives on sugar.
Yes,
and
very much,
being
yes.
a survivor, I figure it's not a very good thing to be eating.
Yes. Breast cancer, too. Yes, they recommend in breast cancer, low carbs.
Right.
Absolutely. That's right on call.
Right.
Very good.
The other thing that I do take, and you said that you don't have this on your diet, and that is I do sometimes use the protein powder.
Yeah.
And the reason is that I read about 6 months ago that you should have protein every and that if you don't, there's muscle wasting as you get older. And I figure at my age, I don't eat protein every meal because I don't like a lot of heavy stuff. And so if I eat, like, chicken, I don't eat beef. Yeah. But if I eat chicken one meal, then I'll have cheese the other or something else. Not.
Well, the premise is if you have more muscle, you'll burn calories a lot faster.
Oh, really?
So more muscular people will burn calories faster. So you don't want to lose that. But the Millennium Diet moves towards a higher protein model.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in there at least for 2 meals a day. You should be eating some kind of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And that works. And it's pretty natural for people to do that. That's why this particular diet works for many, many lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have higher levels of activity can integrate more foods on the diet. people that work out in the open, they're cold, their bodies have to heat themselves, things like that. And it works well if you're an athlete. We work with athletes here sometimes. They runners. Mm-hmm. We'll modulate the diet because they need more carbs. So we'll, but they need protein to maintain their muscle structure as well. Mm-hmm. They don't want to gain weight, especially runners, marathon runners and long-distance runners. They'll carbohydrate well 2 or 3 days before they run.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I don't want people eating spaghetti, lasagna, Twinkies. We had a Twinkie at it.
Oh.
But they burned him up. The guy was really thin. But for the Millennium Diet purpose, we don't recommend any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is pasta on there.
Mm-hmm.
You use a half a cup whole wheat pasta. Rice, we try to keep to a minimum. Potatoes to a minimum. No fried foods. No fried foods
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the fish, lean ham, lean roast beef, turkey, and the select fishes are, in, are all on there so people can enjoy what they like.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't recommend crab cakes, and we have some of the best mm-hmm. here in Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, they're mixed with white flour. They may have butter or mayo.
Oh.
Everybody has their own secret recipe here. So
yeah.
Be careful. If you really want to lose weight, the Millennium Diet will outshine just about anything out
mm-hmm.
there. Pretty much, and it's very cheap to get. You can download it from Kindle for $3 if you want to just get the diet and the whole book.
And why and do you think it is so popular, Mark?
The book became popular because it actually works. People don't have to go out and buy prefab foods. They don't have to spend hundreds of dollars a month. They can go to the local grocery store, pick out what they need, and lose weight, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be supervised on this. But they have to do their due diligence, though. You know, if they're not doing the due diligence and following the diet, no plan will work, no matter what they use.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what imagination they have about diet programs, no matter how much diet fatigue they get, the Millennium Diet is a diet for 2012, and its tenets work well. It's proven, it's peer-reviewed, it's all over the media, it's all over the net. It's been talked about on the media a lot as well. But you'll see when you Google what diets come up.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come up, Nutrisystem comes up, Weight Watchers, because they are being placed, they buy placement on the Google search engines at
mm-hmm.
the top of the engines.
Mm-hmm.
These are not diets. Do we have time? We could take a couple of the examples of
mm-hmm.
celebrity
yeah.
diets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Weight Watchers specifically allows you to eat anything you want within a point system.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of diet is that? Does it improve your cholesterol? No. Does it improve your triglycerides? Does it stabilize your blood sugar? No. The Millennium Diet will do that. And to prove it, get a blood test before if you'd like, and check your cholesterol, if it's, let's say it's high, and see what it is after you spend 3 or 4 weeks on the diet.
Mm-hmm.
Your cholesterol will precipitously drop unless you have a genetic problem or some other variant that causes cholesterol high in your body. Your blood sugar will come down, your triglycerides, which are another blood sugar, they will come down as well, and you'll feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
With or without exercise, you will lose a lot of weight. We prefer the exercise if you can, but there's so many people debilitated from being overweight, they can't exercise. Statistics came out of JAMA about it in the last 30 days that nearly half of America is obese and or overweight. That's over 150 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the healthcare industry jumping the gun to help these people? No. They thrive on these people. That's how they make their money. In the opening chapter in the Millennium Diet, we discuss this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about the healthcare pharmaceutical industries, and they make an enormous profit just on diabetes.
Right. Right.
It's tens of billions of dollars. There was recently a report that one of the cooks on TV pushes chocolate cakes and fried foods and stuff. I won't mention her name.
Mm-hmm.
And she's found to be diabetic type 2 herself.
Right.
And she's still pushing this stuff. One of the other icons of the industry is as a cardiac surgeon. He's a cardiac surgeon doing diet because he makes a lot more money pushing phony diets.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, this doctor, and I'm not mentioning his name for legal purposes, every other week there's a new diet from this guy. It's on the cover of Women's World, Women's Day, whatever. He's being quoted, lose 9 pounds in 3 days, 10 pounds in 4 weeks. All this stuff. Where does this come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where does the database to support anything?
Right.
We have actual patient records. We have actual patients. People that have used this stuff, and they write about it online. Nothing, there's no perfect diet.
Right.
But the model, the protein model, is getting the people to live longer, which was hard to prove because we live so long anyway. But this is where they may be going. And in the future, there may actually be pharmaceuticals or herbs or something that do the same thing that the protein model diet does. It adjusts the cell structure somehow and causing the cell to be more efficient, so you live longer, period.
Wasn't Atkins' diet heavy protein?
It was protein, but it was also heavy in cheese, mm-hmm. butter, mayo, the original one. They added mm-hmm. carbs later on. Mm-hmm. They added mm-hmm. carbs and more protein, mm-hmm. and they took away the fats in the other diet. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, that's absolutely correct. I was reading about the Dukan diet because some people wrote about my diet against mm-hmm. the Dukan diet, and they liked my diet. And it became very popular in France. And all the power to Dr. Dukan. Anybody that helps people lose weight, great. Mm-hmm. It's great, but when you look at the tenets of the diet, I don't see the construct as being a long-term program or even in the modicum, in the middle of the program, to really be a basically weight-losing program. But if people lose weight and they're enjoying it, use it. I see the Millennium Diet as overriding many of the tenets in that particular diet because the type of foods you use are constant throughout where it changes with Dr. Dukan's diet. Mm-hmm. So hopefully one day be able to have a nice debate with him. I'd be right. very pleasurable
right.
if I could ever meet this gentleman. Hopefully he'll hear this show.
Right. Now, Mark, would you tell us then about, you've got some other books, and also how the listeners can locate your books, and do you have services also?
Yes, very much so, yes. We all help advise people on the diet. We charge a nominal fee. We do help people lose weight, and mm-hmm. most people will call us, and we'll discuss with them a regimen and stuff. If people want to contact me, you can use the website platomd@gmail.com. That's platomd@gmail.com, and we'll help them out with their dieting. We also run a company called HealthNet Review Services. We review medical records. People have questions about any kinds of health care issues that they're not sure of. They feel that they want to sue their physician or their hospital for something. We will help resolve their issues or give them an opinion, at least, to know what direction to go in
mm-hmm.
on those things. We advise the media, government, the legal industry on issues of health care. So if you have a question on health care that you can't get resolved or you're just confronted by a health issue and your doctor's not helping you out, we're those people. We're not doing diagnosing and treating. We're just advising where to go, how to do it, or analyzing a problem. If you have a medical record that you need analyzed, that's what we do. We also proof journal articles before mm-hmm. you see them in your major journals. We mm-hmm. do that here
mm-hmm.
as well. So if you are a doctor or a researcher and you want a private party to review your journal article or you're writing a book on health care, we do that. We have a book called Demons of Democracy that came out within the last 6-7 months. This book describes how lawyers and legislators are deconstructing the country. There are chapters on about medicine, but all facets of the American economy. And even though the media is trying to stifle it, we've done a fair amount of media with it. And it's a popular book. If you want to know why not to vote another lawyer into the White House, this book will tell you. If you're having troubles with your lawyer or you always have suspicions about attorneys, this book will tell you why your suspicions were correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting book, well written, very easy to read. It's very enjoyable reading, and it's a very short time to take to read. It will educate you tremendously. We're working on a book called Obamacare, Dead on Arrival. We review the whole bill. We will have it. It'll be an easy a read, and people can understand why it's not a good bill for them. Even the people who are pro-Obama will not like this bill because it will hurt them. The wealthy people who think they're going to get away from not being under the knife of this kind of medical care, they're wrong, completely wrong. It pushes to educate people in medical schools and other types of health care facilities to shorter number of years. Therefore, they're going to be deficit education. And those nights when you do need a doctor, you may not have the best and brightest in the emergency room of the hospital or wherever you're going. You may have surgeons that are not as skilled as you would like. For example, we're writing about a neurosurgeon in the book. There are only very few neurosurgeons in the country that are approved every year. Such a long training, less doctors are going to go into the field. You're not going to be able to find them. You're going to have to even go to another state or city if you have a back problem that needs a neurosurgical consult or whatever. So that's one of the things that we do as well. But for the Millennium Diet, you can get the Millennium Diet at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Any hundreds and hundreds of websites have it. You could order through us if you'd like. We have volume distribution. If you just contact me at platomd@gmail.com, we'll contact you back, and we sell up by the carton loads to organizations and people. If you want us to come out and speak for you, we will. We do speaking engagements as well, and we will educate large groups. And it's a good time with people because we discuss the diet in depth. It's a working relationship between the audience and the doctor, and we get a lot of material across to patients and through people in 3 or 4 hours. Time, so that's very interesting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we will speak. So that's at platomd@gmail.com or 410-515-5555. 410-515-7858. That's 410-515-7858. I encourage anybody who wants a real diet to get the Millennium Diet. It's very inexpensive. You may even get used copies out there. And it works very well, and you'll enjoy this program, and you will lose a lot of weight.
Thank you very much, Mark. This has been very interesting, and a lot of people, as you say, are overweight, need some help, and so I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest.
And we're here to help, and thank you, Carl, for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Hopefully we'll see each other or talk again.
Great.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye.
And now a word about a distinctive style magazine at http://adistinctivestyle.com. The current issue pays tribute to women who are making a difference daily, especially the baby boomers. This issue salutes actress, trendsetter, and activist Diane Keaton, who graces the cover with, what else? Her traditional fedora. Diane's family life was pretty traditional, but her mother kept a series of journals for years, says Denise Marie, the publisher. These journals provided Diane with a deeper glimpse into her mother's life. Sadly, Keaton's mother was later diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and it was a difficult time for Diane, says Marie, who includes information in the magazine about the National Alzheimer's Association. Diane reminds readers that they are not alone in the personal fight against Alzheimer's. She's been there, we are all affected, and we can all lean on and learn from each other. The winter issue also features an in-depth interview with actress, fitness enthusiast, and go-getter Jane Fonda. Fonda, 73, who is still going strong. She's not only a role model for other women, but she maintains a busy, self-fulfilling schedule of fitness, friends, family, and performing. Her energy is contagious, says Marie. Over 60 supermodel Cindy Joseph is also highlighted in the current issue. Proud of her long, wavy gray hair, Joseph was discovered by a model scout at age 49, appearing in national print ads and magazine covers. A former celebrity makeup artist, Joseph recently launched her own cosmetic line, affectionately called Boom by Cindy Joseph. Joseph, who enjoys traveling, working out, and of course laughing, says, I'm happy that modeling at my age has opened people's minds to more possibilities in their lives. In the winter 2012 issue, readers can also find green skin care products, interactive videos, music, and more. Other profiles include Sarah Snow, a green activist who dishes advice on Discovery Network shows, Alessandra Rain, a radio talk show host and prescription drug expert who explores the meaning of aging gracefully, and quotes and personal anecdotes from women around the world who discuss what motivates them to succeed and how they live regret-free. You won't want to miss this exciting winter issue of A Distinctive Style, available at http://adistinctivestyle.com. My second guest is Jackie Keller, founding director of NutriFit, Los Angeles' premier health food company, formed in 1987 by Jackie and her partner husband, Phil Yanni. NutriFit specializes in fresh, gourmet, customized, and delivered meal programs, full-service nutritional support, wellness coaching, and health-related products. For more than 23 years, Jackie has shared her nutritional expertise with some of the biggest names in Hollywood, including Reese Witherspoon, Penelope Cruz, Julie Benz, Daisy Fuentes, Channing Tatum, Andrew Garfield, and Blair Underwood. Jackie is a licensed and certified professional wellness coach, nutritional educator, and Le Cordon Bleu trained culinary expert. She is also the author of Body After Baby, The Simple 30-Day Plan to Lose Your Baby Weight Fast by Avery Penguin Group from May 2007, and Cooking, Eating, and Living Well, a cookbook and guide to nutritional-related lifestyle change. NutriFit was awarded the Restaurant Neighborhood by the National Restaurant Association in 2010, as well as the State of California's Fitness Business Award in 2006, 2007, and 2010. Jackie holds a Bachelor's of Science degree from the University of Southern California and received her culinary training from Le Cordon Bleu in Paris, France. More information is available at www.jackiekeller.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Jackie, and I look forward to hearing about your healthy food company. Now, first, Jackie, I understand you started the first healthy food company in Los Angeles 25 years ago. Can you tell us more about this?
Yes, well, NutriFit was started in 1987, so we are rapidly approaching our 25th anniversary in July. And when we started the company, the concept was to help people improve their life through improved nutritional health. And we determined, because it was really client-driven, the need for the meal service, that the gap was not as much in education as it was in will to carry out the execution of a healthy meal plan or a healthy eating program. So the concept was to help people by actually preparing the food for them and bringing it to them. But beyond just sort of prescribing an ideal meal program and saying, this is what you're going to eat, our idea was to take a dietary prescription that the client had perhaps been given by a health professional or something that we synthesized through a process of understanding more about the client's nutritional history, more about their disease and health history, more about their physical activity makeup, and creating a very inventive, fresh meal program that could then be prepared exclusively for them and delivered to their door.
Yeah, that was pretty progressive back then.
It took a lot of words to explain it. I have to say, you know, it was not an easy thing to encapsulate in one or two sentences. And today, even so, it remains a bit of a challenge, although meal delivery, home meal delivery is now a much more mature industry or field. It still is not something that fits neatly into a sentence or two, particularly our version of how we execute a meal program, because it is totally customized and tailored to each individual.
Now, do you use a lot of organic foods?
We do. I believe in organic as an ideal, if you will, from the standpoint of the health of the planet and also from the standpoint of the health of the patient.
Right.
And so we always aspire to incorporate as much organic food into our meal program as we can without overburdening the client with respect to the cost. Because as you know, unfortunately, there is a premium cost associated with purchasing organic food. It's getting better. Every year it's getting better. So every year we find that we're able to incorporate more and more organic foods without any additional charge. But still today, animal protein in general are much more expensive when they're organic. And the scarcity of certain things in the organic world dictate that we use a combination of both sustainable and organic and locally grown. And in fact, to the end of locally grown, we've taken it even one step further, and we now have our own farm, and it is a sustainable farm. It's not certified organic, but everything that we do is organic on the farm. All of our fertilizer, all of our soil, all of our plants are organically raised. And so we feel very good about incorporating increasing amounts of produce that we grow ourselves into the meals that we make and deliver to our clients.
That's wonderful.
And I'm very proud of it. It's a new venture for us. So it's evolving and growing, and it's a learning process because we've not been farmers before, but we're learning.
Well, I eat the locally grown in the summer, but of course, in Virginia, we don't have anything in the winter. And, well, we have a fresh market, And then I get the organic chicken and things like that at Trader Joe's. And their prices tend to be a little bit less than some of the other organic places. I eat a lot of soup in the winter months because I end up having to get a lot of frozen organic vegetables. And
Right. Some
of the frozen are high carb, and so I end up then buying a lot of the low carb to add to those to make my soup. But I end up with an all-organic vegetable chicken soup that I eat most days for lunch during the winter.
Yeah, which is hearty and satisfying and healthy to boot.
Right, right. But I eat a lot of vegetables anyhow year-round, and I don't eat beef. But it sounds like then you do have some beef in your meals.
We offer the range of dietary regimens. I mean, again, believing that no one dietary prescription is appropriate for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We have clients who are vegan.
Mm-hmm.
We have clients who are on the other end of the spectrum and true just carnivores.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, can't conceive of a meal without meat.
Mm-hmm.
But we do offer the range of programs. So we're very proud of our vegan creations. We make our own seitan and other vegetarian protein. We do a lot with organic tofu, and we do non-GMO, of course, and organic tofu, and a lot with seitan and tempeh and other legumes. But, you know, there is a large percentage of the population who are just adjusted to having more meat and protein from animal sources. So we offer a meatless Monday program. We encourage all of our clients, even our regular omnivores, to take advantage of a meat-free day at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
We offer a gluten-free Friday at no additional charge, just, again, so that people can have the experience of a day that is in an alternative path. And some people are happy to have it and take advantage of it, and other people are not. But, you know, we pride ourselves on the quality of our animal proteins, despite the fact that they, you know, burden the planet and cost more in many ways and are perhaps not as healthy as plant foods. And there is a place for it in some people's diet, and we use all hormone and antibiotic-free animal hormones and, animal proteins and, you know, wild free-range turkey and sustainably farmed or wild-caught fish. So we try to do the best that we can and still honor the commitment to meet people where they are in the process of improving their health, because it is an evolutionary thing, you know, for many people.
And
so,
you deliver the food then, is it warm or do they warm it up after they get
it? No, it's delivered cold and fully prepared. The meals are delivered in the middle of the night. It's another part of our business philosophy and always has been. To minimize our carbon footprint. So we send our drivers out every other day, and we send them out between midnight and 5 a.m. so that their impact on traffic is minimized, and they are on the road for less time using less fossil fuel. We have very high-efficiency vehicles. We drive hybrid cars, and I drive a hydrogen fuel cell car, Honda Clarity. So we're trying to do the right thing by getting the planet a little bit healthier and getting our clients a lot healthier at the same time.
Right. Sounds like you are. Yeah. I wished I were closer.
No, I wish you were too. I would love to feed you.
It would give me more variety than what I probably have in my diet right now. But
well, that's what we tell people, you know, that the time and effort that we go through to create huge variety. We have over 2,400 recipes in our database, and we have an over 13-week non-repeating menu cycle for clients who have a broad range of taste. You can literally eat for 3 months without getting the same meal twice. If you have a broad range of taste, I mean, obviously it gets narrower the tighter the filters are that we put on the meal planning system, but there's a huge amount of variety, more than you would ever prepare for yourself. And from variety, as you know, comes health, because every food brings a different set of vitamins and minerals to you.
Right. Now, Jackie, who are some of the celebrity clients that you've served?
Well, we've been privileged over the years to serve many celebrity clients. hundreds, probably,
mm-hmm.
or at least over 100, over a dozen Oscar winners. About half of them have been nominated for some award or another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, big names. We've been pleased to serve people like Uma Thurman and Angelina Jolie and Reese Witherspoon and Angelica Houston and Jessica Alba. And, gosh, I mean, Tom Cruise, we've had the opportunity to serve Will Ferrell and Blair Underwood. Recently been able to take care of Matthew Fox. But we've just been very fortunate over the years to have Hollywood's A-list eat with us.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them allow their name graciously to be mentioned. Many of them don't. So for everyone that I can mention, there's probably two that I can't. But, you know, the bottom line is that celebrity clients really, while they get us good PR, and we're delighted when we do have the opportunity to talk about them, because they role model for so many people.
Right.
And, you know, essentially what I think the public really needs to know and understand is these are people who are not so much vain as they are concerned about their craft, you know.
Right, right.
Acting is not an easy profession.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a great deal of intelligence and mastery of skills. And these are people who need to be at their optimum best from a performance standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand that really having sound nutrition behind them is the key,
right.
the underpinning,
right.
and the key
right.
to that optimal performance.
Right.
So we find our celebrity clients being very, very conscientious about their health habits in general.
Great.
Their exercise habits and their nutritional habits.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand how important it is to get adequate sleep and to have stress, you know, reducing techniques in their sort of toolkit for life. But we're pleased to be able to serve them and pleased that they come back as well. You know, when they're working on a project, oftentimes we'll get a client back 2, 3, 4 times. And it's always a pleasure to know that you know, we must have been effective in terms of helping them through the process for them to want to come back and eat with us again. And it's a wonderful, wonderful affirmation.
Right. Jackie, would you tell us about your book, Body After Baby, and how the listeners can reach you and your website, and if there are people in the Los Angeles area that want food delivered, how they would reach you?
Absolutely. Well, first let me say that our food travels, and that is one of the things with celebrity clients and other bi-coastal clients, clients who are in other parts of the country. We've had many clients in other states. As long as it's the continental United States, we can ship our food anywhere. There is a cost associated with it, which tends to be a barrier for the average person. But for people who have the means to afford overnight shipping, our food travels with them. And many of our celebrity clients have taken their food on planes. They arrange for their food to be shipped to various movie sets and locations and filming locations. But we also have had just regular, ordinary folks who say, you know what, it is worth it to me for my health to have my food, my personal customized meals delivered to my door. And anywhere that FedEx or UPS goes next day, our food can go. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that you don't have to be in Southern California, which is our local delivery radius, all of Southern California. You don't have to be here in order to enjoy the meals. It's just a little more costly to have the food shipped overnight. But all that having been said, there are many products that we make that do travel inexpensively anywhere in the world. Our energy bars, our snack mixes, some of our baked goods, of course, the books. And you mentioned Body After Baby, which is a book that was published by Avery, a division of Penguin Books, in 2007, and again in 2008, the paperback was released. It's called Body After Baby, The Simple Way to Lose Your Baby Weight Fast. And I like to think of it as a handbook for the healthy family, as opposed to just a book about getting your body back after baby. It's certainly geared towards postpartum moms, but there are whole chapters in there dedicated to the family, to dad, who oftentimes gains some baby weight too, and to feeding your family healthfully for the rest of your life. In fact, I have a wonderful client who bought the book after her first child. She lives in, I want to say, Texas, but mm-hmm. I'm not absolutely certain if that's correct. Anyway, she reached out to me having purchased the book and put herself on the plan, lost her baby weight, kept it off for 4 or 5 years, and then 4 or 5 years later had her husband and mother, who also had weight issues. Mom had a big weight issue, lived with them. She decided to go back on Body After Baby.
Mm-hmm.
She had kept her weight off, but she went back on the program with them, and now the entire family follows the Body After Baby eating plan, mm-hmm. including mm-hmm. the two children. And collectively, I think they've lost over almost 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. It's
just a wonderful story. So mm-hmm. the Body right. After Baby book is available on Amazon. It's also available through us directly at NutriFitOnline.com. That's one long website address, and you do have to have the online in there. So it's NutriFitOnline.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can click on our store and purchase a copy of the book, which I will autograph and send out. Or you can buy it through Amazon. Very inexpensive used copies available with Amazon. You can click on the link from our homepage, and it'll take you right to the Amazon sales site.
Mm-hmm. And can people that decide they want to go on your food plan, can they contact you through your website also?
Yes, absolutely. You can sign up online. There is an online submission for meal service, and you can do that no matter where you are, whether you're local or not. Or mm-hmm. you can always send me an email from the website or pick up the phone and call 1-800-341-4190. That's our toll-free number. Mm-hmm. It's 1-800-341-4190. And talk to me directly. I'm not hard to reach. I'm here Sunday through Friday, basically from 8 in the morning to late in the evening, mm-hmm. most days, a lot of hours. But I'm easy to reach and always excited to hear from people.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Jackie. I've enjoyed this, and you'll probably hear from me at some time in the future.
Well, I hope I can send you some of our salt and sugar-free spice blends, some of our snack mixes. Mm-hmm. I would be delighted to send you some.
Great, good.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Okay, Jackie, and I'll be in touch.
And be well.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, bye.
My third guest is Marina Kamen, who has lost 100 pounds and is the winner of the People's Choice Award for her catalog of over 1,200 musical, fitness, audio, and visual workout programs and original songs and 50 albums online for download available at www.higherenergyfitness.com. Marina is also a 53-year-old mother of three, a certified fitness trainer, casting director, choreographer, billboard charting writer, producer, violinist, and vocalist. Marina has written hundreds of songs we hear every day in our fitness classes and was one of the original aerobic instructors at Body Design by Gilda's in New York City in 1979. Her roster of celebrity clients have included Faye Dunaway, Madeline Kahn, Lauren Hutton, Liza Barber Felton, and countless others. Marina appeared on television in The Mix, Nugent's A Walk in Her Shoes, the Discovery Health Network, I Lost It, and the Tyra Banks Show. She has co-owned Kamen Entertainment Group since 1987 together with her husband of 28 years, Roy Kamen, which has received 150 television, radio, commercial, music, and fitness production awards over the past 30 years. Marina's music and voice have been heard in numerous commercials, including Verizon Pop-Tart, ExxonMobil, Equinox, and Tournell. She has worked with a multitude of celebrity talents, including Liza Minnelli, James Earl Jones, Patti LaBella, and Connie Wilson. Marina has also choreographed for companies including Columbia Records, BMG Records, and the Naris Foundation, and has been covered in Prevention Magazine, Women's World, Billboard, and the New York Times. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Marina, and I look forward to hearing how you lost so much weight. First, you've had a very interesting life, and can you tell us briefly about it?
Sure. I grew up in New York City, born in 1959, studied music as a young girl, Manhattan School of Music Prep, and studied dance at the American Ballet Theater starting in 1964. And was always an artist doing my music and dance, and always struggled with my weight. I like to say I was a fluffy child. I don't like to use the word fat. I was a fluffy child. And always struggled with my weight, and needless to say, as a young girl studying dance especially, and ballet and jazz, a lot of the little girls were very slender. And this always haunted me. Mm-hmm. And I have learned as an adult how to use balance and portion control and movement and never stop moving in my body and my life to now stay at my 5'3" frame, 120 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say I'm in recovery,
mm-hmm.
that I'm not cured, that
mm-hmm.
I'm a foodaholic, much like somebody who struggles with any addiction,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Now, Marina, can you tell us how you lost the 100 pounds while at the same time writing your 1,200 musical workout catalog
sure.
of fitness, music, and fitness programs?
Sure, sure. In the 90s, after the birth of my third child, I would say approximately 1996, I was in my late 30s, and I'm 5'3", and I had ballooned up to 210 pounds.
Hmm.
And I was writing a lot of music for the dance music community in New York for record labels like Atlantic Records, Columbia, whatnot. And a lot of that music was being licensed to the fitness industry, health and fitness industry, Jazzercise, Dynamix, Slimmins even, were licensing a lot of my songs. And QVC approached me to come speak at some of their health events across the country, and I was embarrassed. I was very heavy. So I started to walk every day, 40 blocks in New York City. My studios were in Times Square, my recording studios. And I would come up on my soundboard with beats at about 132 beats per minute to walk to. And I would move every day in that way. And by the time I got to the studio, I would think of lyrics and I would record vocals to motivate myself not to eat so much and
mm-hmm.
to keep moving. Lyrics like, I do believe, that I can, don't quit, things that were positive, uplifting. And then I would simply go into my dance studio and dance to them
mm-hmm.
and continuing writing my music. Music is the motivating force, I feel, that keeps us all moving, Carl,
mm-hmm.
every day, every
mm-hmm.
day. It's international. So I took what I knew about portion control eating, healthy eating, because I love food. I don't believe in strict dieting. I believe in balance. And I just put those things together, and over the course of a year, I lost 100 pounds.
Hmm. It's almost like you were using affirmations, your positive statements.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Just doing it musically. I like to say that I am a musical health and fitness evangelist. With whatever you believe in, I believe in positiveness and just feeling good. And
mm-hmm.
realizing not to beat yourself up every day. You know, take it one
right.
minute at a time, one
right.
moment at a time. That's all we've really got.
Right. Now, Marina, how does the merger of fitness, music, and fashion get people motivated to move and lose weight?
Ooh, well, the visual is always right there in front of us every day on TV. We like visuals. In the 90s, I was fortunate enough in New York City to be able to stage and choreograph at places like Webster Hall and different nightclubs. Patricia Fields, who is the designer for Sex and the City now, was an underground designer in New York. And a lot of my nightclub acts, I was able to really merge these very funky, trendy fashions
mm-hmm.
with my music. And I find that people and everybody, predominantly women, but people in general, we love to feel fabulous. We want to look good. So if we are working out or dancing or walking and feeling frumpy and feeling sloppy, we're not going to stand up quite the same way as if we feel fabulous and we feel like we're wearing something that looks cool
mm-hmm.
and looks trendy and feels good. So I started to realize that visually, to put together fashion, hair, the visual, and movement so that you feel great while you're burning some calories.
Mm-hmm. Great. Marina, you're a mother of three grown children. You've
yes.
been married for 28 years.
Yes.
You run a successful business in New York.
Yes.
How do you balance all of these activities and still be very successful in all of them?
I'm exhausted. No, I'm kidding. well, first of all, you know, I have a fantastic husband, Roy Kamen. I met Roy in 1983 on a blind date, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And and a lot of balance, Carl. I think that the balance of being a working mother and working together with my husband taught my children while they were growing up a work ethic,
mm-hmm.
and so therefore my children are all very successful and fantastic. My son is about to graduate from law school here in New York,
right.
has secured a position as an attorney next year. My middle son attends Sarah Lawrence College. My daughter is a stylist in New York, and she is working on her hair license at Avita Institute on Spring Street in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
She works on a lot of TV sets with me. So my children also give back to me, keep
mm-hmm.
me very balanced and grounded as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's circular and a circle, and everything is about portion control and balance in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very fortunate in all those ways.
Right, right. And as I said earlier, you're fortunate to spend time in New York City, which to me is the cultural center of the country.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd say the world, but I think that London also has a pretty good theater district, and I've heard operas throughout Europe. So I think that there is a lot of culture in Europe also. So I won't say New York for the world, but I think for the country it is.
Right. I agree.
I'm a little biased, I guess. Right.
Well, so, certainly. I mean, being in New York City, I mean, there's just so much culture and intermingling of everything you can think of. And so that certainly creates a balance
for me,
I believe. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Marina, how do you work with fitness companies to find, get into shape and style, all of those before and after people that we see on television?
You know, in our economy right now, Carl, there are so many people that are out there that are trying to find paths in life.
Mm-hmm.
I reach out on the internet with social media, utilizing things like LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, and find everyday people that would like to change their life, whether it's a career path or a health or a weight loss. And I reach out to real people. I bring them into the studio. I talk to them. Because we don't know what drives somebody to want to get on TV and expose their skin, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody would like to feel better and look better and maybe have a little bit of fabulousness and be on television
mm-hmm.
and have their pictures taken. So I reach out to real people. I work together with the fitness companies, whether it's a device or music or a meal plan, or whether I write it or another fitness person writes it. And I find those people, I cast them, and then I work with them between 30 and 90 days in studios in New York City. I work out with them every day. I deal with their meal plan and their nutrition, keep them on point, keep them motivated for that duration of time, and take pictures along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that very often if you create a community of these people, almost like cast members, if you will, because it is a TV show we are working on during
mm-hmm.
that period of time, that also helps.
Mm-hmm.
And people motivate each other. So it's a fantastic job I get to do working with these fitness companies, where I merge really everything, fitness, fabulousness, photography, fashion. Very fortunate. Great aspect of my career. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Very holistic.
Yes.
And you make it sound exciting.
Oh, it's so much fun. And most people are so nice, Carl, you know? I mean,
right.
People are great. People are
mm-hmm.
nice, and they just want to feel good.
Right. Now, Marina, do you have a workout catalog?
Absolutely. If you go to www.highenergyfitness.com, highenergyfitness.com, you will find 1,200 online workouts. I have over 50 albums of fitness music, also yoga music. I play violin, and I'm an opera singer as well, so I merge a lot of chanting for yoga, relaxation. I even have workouts that you can download if you're sitting in a chair. I have music, videos, everything for streaming. If you're not comfortable streaming, you can also get it on DVD and CDs as well. So very, very easy website to deal with, highenergyfitness.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. Is there anything else then you would like to say?
Not at all, Carl. I thank you so much for the opportunity, and anything in health and fitness I am fond of feeling better, especially as we're
mm-hmm.
getting older. I'm 53 now, so I feel like it's only getting better
right.
the healthier I stay.
Well, see, I'm 79. I feel
Ooh.
The same way.
Oh, you go, boy. You go. You do your thing.
Right.
Good for you.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Marina. This has been very interesting, and I'm sure you'll be getting some people coming to your website looking to see how they can lose some weight.
Great.
So
great. You be well.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I thank you for joining me today. We are leaving the show today with a song, Today I Believe, by Marina Kamen. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.